The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni, a naked man sprinted by the windows of the Today Show this morning.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I was running late for my train. I think that anybody who ever took the Long Island Railroad understands that you gotta, if you have to take your clothes off to make the train, you have to do that because
why would you have
certainly
to take your
late at night, Mike. Like after 6 o'clock at night,
yeah.
Going back to the island from the city.
Yeah.
If you missed by a minute, you missed by an hour. There was only one train an hour. I mean, that Long Island Railroad could be brutal.
You know what I take to Long Island? A car.
Hmm?
I've never taken train.
You wouldn't take a car. You wouldn't take a car. You'd be sitting in a Midtown tunnel for like till the next day. You know you wouldn't take a car. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Raiders roll. Kyler Murray throws for 400 yards, and Zach Wilson definitely does not. But we begin today with the Ravens beating the Chiefs in a thriller last night, 36-35. The game was a showcase for recent MVPs, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. But Wilbon, let us start small. Did you think John Harbaugh was smart or insane to go on 4th-and-1 from his own 43-yard line, leading by just 1 point with 1:05 to go?
Well, you can't give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. So you want to avoid that, all right? That's the first thing you want to avoid. I didn't think I didn't think anything extreme either way. I mean, those are polar opposites. Insane or courageous. No, this was a call he needed to make. He sort of, the check with Lamar on the field, which we all saw, that was just kind of cool. Just like, okay, we're doing this, right? The question was rhetorical. It wasn't like Lamar was going to say, no, skip. You know, let's punt. He wasn't going to do that. So it was the call. To me, Tony, it was the only call to make. They did it. They executed it. And just a wonderful game. Let me say real quickly, Lamar Jackson, Tony, to me, and I told this to you this morning on your podcast, reestablished his greatness as if he needed to do that. Well, he wasn't perfect. Neither was Mahomes. But he was great. And so was John Harbaugh. And I think that those two guys, if you don't win the Super Bowl that year, people forget about you very quickly. Let's not forget about them.
So I assume that John Harbaugh has information about his team that I don't have. But I think it is very possible that he looked at his defense and he said, you know what? We're not good enough to stop Mahomes. We're not going to give him the ball.
Whose defense is?
He's going to go right back down the field. Because the Ravens' defense this year is not what it has been in years past. They've now allowed 68 points in 2 games, Mike. That's the second worst in the entire NFL. And Harbaugh is aware of that and doesn't want Mahomes so great to have the ball. The second thing is, as you're alluding to, he's got Lamar Jackson. If Lamar Jackson can't run for 1 yard, what are we paying him for? I mean, the entire team ran right through the Chiefs all night long, over 250 yards rushing, I believe, most of it by guys nobody'd ever heard of. Lamar Jackson had over 100 yards. To me, that, you know, it's easy in hindsight, but I agree with that call. I agree with that call.
I didn't see, Tony, I would agree with the call if it hadn't worked. You cannot give Patrick Mahomes the ball back if you got an option. You got the ball in your hands and a recent former MVP, run the damn ball. Some of the things now, Tony, everybody's got to be a little bit too smart by 10%, you know, every Sunday. And we see it backfire on people. And that's not John Harbaugh's way. And good for him that he took the temperature of his team, but he was rolling. Yeah. He knew where he was going with that.
Mike, I think that was a play that was every bit as important as that. When Edwards-Helaire fumbled, they're going in to take the lead, and he fumbles. This happened a week ago in the New England game.
Yeah.
They're going down the field to win
the game. That's right.
And the fumble costs them the game. So that's a very big play, too.
By the way, Kelsey, that catch and run Kelsey made, I know you think Gronk is the best. No, he's not. He's great. Gronk, Hall of Fame, the best ad, best commercials on TV, Gronk. Yes, love him. He ain't Kelsey. I'm just saying.
It was a rough day for several rookie
quarterbacks, Tom. Mac Jones was the best of the bunch, game managing the Patriots to a win over the Jets. He was helped by the terrible struggles of Zach Wilson, who threw four picks in his first 10 passes. Trevor Lawrence wasn't much better, going 14 of 33 for 118 yards, one touch, two picks, as Jacksonville lost to the Broncos. And my man Justin Fields was up and down in relief of the injured Andy Dalton. Not seriously. Tone, which rookie quarterbacks are you optimistic about after yesterday's results?
Well, Mac Jones, obviously, because he is with the best team for him. Now, the best team of the bunch is the San Francisco 49ers, who have a rookie quarterback in Trey Lance. But he's not going to play. He's not going to see the field if Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy. And I want to get this number right. Jimmy Garoppolo is now 26-8 as a starter in the NFL. So no rookie is coming in for him. In terms of Zach Wilson, he's drafted to a dumpster fire. I mean, if you think that the problem is the quarterback and not the Jets, you're crazy, because Sam Darnold at the moment is 2-0 with Carolina. Trevor Lawrence is in that position that Joe Burrow was in last year. And again, this year, you're the number one overall pick. Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman, you take your lumps. You're drafted by a lousy team. Justin Fields is in a good position. He passed poorly, but he made a great run that the Bears needed. But I think you will agree with me. The announcement was made today that if Dalton is healthy, he will start next week. And I think he should. I think that's correct.
You know what, Tony? I don't care about starting. The obsession with starting is crazy. Justin Fields is going to play. That was established the first week, even though he didn't play enough snaps last week. He played enough yesterday because he was needed. Tony, there's still things, though. Look, the question is not whether Justin Fields is ready. His coach and GM ain't ready because they don't have a line around him. And I hear all the great experts talk about other people and the line, and you can't. You got to protect your young quarterback. And then when it comes to Fields, they just say, well, just put him in. You can't. You got to play him over Andy Dalton. What? The line is dreadful. The Bears have good skill position players, Tony, but the line is dreadful. And I don't know about his coach and play calling either. Those things are all up for question. But the Jets situation is interesting because, oh, my God, Tony, the Jets, they're like the Clippers used to be, and maybe the Lions still are, and they are a dumpster fire. And no matter who comes in there, the Jets are dreadful. Right. And I know this rings with you, this resonates with you, because this was the team of your life.
Yeah, my the team God. Of my youth and the team most of my life, Mike. I've watched the Jets and loved the Jets most of my life. And maybe this new coach, Salah, maybe he's good. You know, they haven't had a good coach since Bill Parcells. The one thing I liked about Zach Wilson was he was quoted after the game as saying they should have booed me.
I
wasn't
that
any
too.
Good.
That was good.
Francisco Lindor, who went thumbs down to the fans
good.
When he stunk,
that's good.
Didn't say that.
Like that.
So I liked what he said.
Like
Let's
the
move
Mets
on.
Fans
Three NFC West teams
back.
Won again. Only Seattle lost after blowing a big lead at home to Tennessee. But Arizona, the Rams, and the 49ers went to 2-0. So, Wilbon, which winning team was most impressive to you?
You know, Tony, I guess the Niners, right? I mean, I guess the 49ers. I guess to go on the road and beat a Philly team that had played really well, kicking Atlanta in the teeth in the season opener, I guess that – look, you and I talked about this morning, too. Kyler Murray is now must-see TV. I mean, he is the most exciting player in the game, perhaps. I mean, people might find some other player they find more exciting. I don't. Kyler Murray is not. I think Kyler Murray also can help his team and help the other team. Because Kyler Murray had a possession late in the game when he needs a first down, and he had a 24-second possession. And that doesn't work. The Cardinals didn't need to be in that drama. I mean, he can deliver you from the drama or deliver you to the drama. It's going to bear watching as the season goes on, but you want to watch him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on Kyler Murray. He's not the best quarterback.
No.
That's not even an argument.
No.
He's not the best quarterback. He's the most exciting player in the game. He's a 5'9" baseball player, and he is great fun. He is absolutely great fun to watch. I will answer this question like I will answer every single time you ask me about the NFC West. I'm going to ride it till I just can't ride it no more. And that's the LA Rams. They go into Indianapolis, which was a playoff team last year. They have the lead. They lose the lead. They regain the lead. They win the game. And by the way, if you're Indianapolis and you open a season with Seattle and the Rams and your next game is Tennessee, it's Tennessee. I mean, that is a brutal first three games. I thought the Niners were fine. Jalen Hurts came back to earth very quickly. They didn't score any points at all. I'm going to leave Arizona out of this in terms of team because they should have lost that game. That's a 37-yard field goal. And Kirk Cousins did what you paid him to do, put him in position to win, and a kick. That's on the kicker. That's on the kicker. One other thing, Seattle gagged. Tennessee was looking at 0-2. I have enormous respect today, Mike, for Baltimore and Tennessee. They got up off the deck, and they won games that maybe you didn't think they were going to win, and they won those games.
Well, the Colts are going to have to do that now, and they may have to do it without Carson Wentz, who sprained both ankles. Real quickly on
How's that kick
with Arizona, Tony, the rush to block that kick coming from the outside made him start that thing out 2 or 3 yards to the right, and it faded. But if he can start it out, if somebody makes a block on the left side of that play, Tony, in special teams, he can get that kick down the middle and it can be tucked inside the right post. So it wasn't just the kicker. Somebody on special teams aided in that result.
You're supposed to make that from 37. That's a game winner most of the time.
Makes a block.
The kid made it from 56 for Dallas. Let's take
somebody
a break.
Blocked for him.
Coming up, is it time to take the Raiders seriously?
And how bad was the play calling in critical moments of two huge college football games? Huge.
The games that we've seen in the NFL, the national games, have been thrilling. Thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been good.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Abbott. Life to the fullest.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You've got issues. You've decided this is the place to air them out. As always, let me see what's first.
Bill time!
Here we go. Come on. Admit that the Raiders are really good now that they've beaten the Ravens and the Steelers.
There's very little I'm going to admit 2 weeks into a season. It's an impressive win. Can we stop with that? Everything in the NFL coverage these days is so overstated. Every result is not end of the world, even though every result is treated that way, including on this network and not this show. The Raiders had a good win. To have a short week, Derek Carr played well, even though we don't even know what's going to happen to him next week. He's injured, apparently. They go to Pittsburgh. They win. We don't know how good Pittsburgh is, even though they beat Buffalo the previous week. Can we just slow the roll a little bit? The Raiders had a hell of a win yesterday. Let's see what happens in week three.
Yeah, let me go to Derek Carr for a second. As you mentioned, he's got a bad ankle and nobody knows if he's going to play. But let me go to what he's done for 2 weeks. Nobody thinks that Derek Carr is a great quarterback. The other week, in the fourth quarter, that was against the Ravens, in the fourth quarter and the overtime, in just that amount of time, he threw for 267 yards and 2 touchdowns. Yesterday, he threw for 382 yards and 2 touchdowns. He has passed for 817 yards in 2 games. That leads all of football. I mean, okay, Tom Brady's the greatest thing anybody's ever seen, but what is Derek Carr exactly doing? I would like to root for the Raiders. I have some trouble, Mike, with the way that they left Oakland. You know, I mean, leaving Oakland
that.
High and dry like that.
They
got a couple of nice wins. They do. Although,
those are really good wins.
You know, in hindsight, you look at the Steelers and you look at the Saints, and you say, did anybody fall down the second
up
week quite like those teams
yeah.
at Miami? So
yeah. There's a
I don't
week
know.
Three people are going to fall down, too. Let's see who they are. Before the declarations.
Worst play call from Saturday. Florida's two-point attempt or Auburn's fourth down fade?
Well, I mean, the two-point attempt, Tony, they just wind up slow dancing the quarterback and the running back into an Alabama line. That's not going to work. You do need the two-point conversion there. The fourth down play for Auburn at Penn State, 3 minutes to play, down eight from the one. You try a fade? Really, you try a fade. You're not passing university. You're going to a fade. But you do have Tank on that team who had rushed 23 times for 102 yards and two touchdowns. But you want to go to a fade. Every coach in college football wants to call a fade, and they do, and it's stupid because the kids playing quarterback aren't good enough. They're not skilled enough. They don't have that yet. And the receivers aren't all going to play on Sunday. Stop calling the fade. Call something more creative. These coaches can't be that lazy.
So let me just say about both of these plays. They're both awful. They're both DOA. Okay, Florida can't decide who is going to take the ball. That's not going to work. And a fade when everybody falls down, that is also not going to work. These plays evaporated before they started. The larger issue on Saturday, Mike, is that teams that have been dominant in college football in recent years are apparently not dominant. Alabama almost lost. Clemson struggles to score. Ohio State has lost once and I believe was in trouble with Tulsa.
Twice, yeah.
Oklahoma should have beaten Nebraska by a lot more than that. And Notre Dame is in a tight one every single time in the fourth quarter. UCLA, who I had hoped for, lost to Fresno State at home. You beat LSU and you lose to Fresno State? Yeah. What?
Tony, you're going to be a lot more close games if these dopes keep calling for the fade, something that requires the precision of great, skilled pros,
that's right,
not college kids on Sunday, and they keep calling it, and it keeps not working even when they stand up.
We're through with your issues. We're going to take one last break, but still to come, where does Tua's injury leave the Dolphins?
And will Aaron Rodgers get the Packers in the win column tonight? You better believe he will.
If that doesn't happen,
Week 2 declarations.
Slings and arrows
tomorrow.
Of outrageous fortune.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Monday Night Countdown from Lambeau Field coming in moments. And Adam, you're going to update us. So many injuries to quarterbacks in week 2.
We got Carson Wentz ankle, Derek Carr ankle, a lot of quarterback injuries.
Well, Packers home opener, see you at the top of the hour.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Dos Equis. Get a dose. Please enjoy responsibly.
Happy time, people. Happy 23rd birthday yesterday, Trae Young. Will Bonilla hated Young at Oklahoma, even though he was the only player ever to lead the NCAAs in both points and assists.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want Young on your team ever. Too small, you said. You said Atlanta was crazy to trade for Young and give Dallas Luka Doncic. But Young is scoring crazy points in the NBA. Averaged 29.6 2 years ago, 25 this year. And in the most recent playoffs, where Young went much further than Doncic, Young averaged 29 points and 10 assists in 16 games. Are you ready to say you were completely wrong about Trae Young?
What show you been co-hosting for the last year and a half? I've been saying it, and I'll keep saying it. I was dead wrong. This kid is skilled. He's physically tough. He's got the personality you want for a lead guard on a team in the playoffs. I like everything about Trae Young. I was wrong, dead wrong. Did you hear me?
Good for you.
Making sure you heard.
Good for you.
Hope Trae hears.
Happy anniversary, Leonard Fournette. Around this day 6 years ago, Fournette rushed for 228 yards and three touchdowns in just 19 carries against Auburn. Fournette ran past, around, under, and through Auburn in a big win. Fournette was drafted by Jacksonville, but he didn't do much. But at Tampa Bay last season, Fournette became the third player ever to score four touchdowns in four postseason games, earning him the nickname Lombardi Lenny. This year, Fournette changed his number to 7, the number he wore at LSU, and maybe Tom Brady didn't recognize Fournette in that new number, and that's why he threw his 5 touchdown passes to other Bucs.
Maybe the demise of the star running back in the NFL is somewhat because coaches have no idea how to use these guys as they used to, Hall of Fame coaches used to. Tony, maybe Fournette shouldn't have been let go by Jacksonville. Maybe they should have kept him around long enough and figured out how to use him to that club's advantage, maybe.
Everybody wanted out of Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Fournette, everybody. Tua Tagovailoa, the often injured quarterback, was injured again yesterday. Tua got knocked out of the game early, so he didn't have to stick around for Miami's horrendous 35-0 loss to Buffalo at home. Jacoby Brissett had to actually play the game. Tua has bruised ribs and may not play next Sunday against the Raiders. In his final year at Alabama, Tua suffered a high ankle sprain against Tennessee that required surgery. He came back late in the season, dislocated his hip against Mississippi State. More surgery. At some point, someone is going to suggest Tua is simply brittle.
Yeah, I don't want to go there yet. It's really early in his career. We have seen in every sport guys who may struggle to do that early as they mature and add weight and add muscle and work with trainers and staffs that know exactly what to do. And then sometimes they keep getting hurt. You don't know what it's going to be. I hope, Tony, that Tua is able to get past this particular stage and stay healthy for a long stretch of his career.
We're looking at Tua and we're looking at Carson Wentz as guys that go out
all the time.
We're running out of show. We go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
A little bit of breezy room here. The Cowboys beat the Chargers on a last-second field goal. Are you impressed?
Not particularly. Again, it's week 2. Dallas is better defensively. I think I'm as much impressed with that improvement as anything else, Tony. That's gonna look, they needed that kick from 56 to go through because it kept them at 1-1 instead of 0-2 and all hell breaking loose down in Big D. The Browns beat the Texans. Anything significant there for you?
If people say the Browns are a Super Bowl team, they gotta beat a team that doesn't have its best player and probably won't have them all year at quarterback. Gotta do it. The Cardinals swept the Padres. Your thoughts?
You know, the Cardinals are the boogeyman. Now, people can talk about the Giants and Dodgers all they want. They should, because they're the two best teams. But the Cardinals have won 8 in a row. They're going to be a problem in the National League. They can make both San Francisco and Los Angeles miserable. I don't care what their record now is, and you know they can. Shohei Ohtani, Max Scherzer, both pitched great this weekend. Who's the bigger deal?
Shohei Ohtani pitched 8 innings and struck out 10, and he was not supposed to start another game. But Warrior God Max Scherzer is now 7-0 for the Dodgers with a 0.78 ERA. He hasn't allowed an earned run in 36 2/3 innings since August with 49 Ks and 3 walks.
No love for Wainwright? No love for Wainwright?
Last one. Huh? Wainwright, get off the stage. Last one. Lions-Packers tonight. What do you expect?
I expect a biblical beatdown. The Green Bay Packers know they have to go out and destroy the Detroit Lions. The Lions have been that doormat before. They'll likely be that again tonight.
We are out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser. You're voting for Max Scherzer.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here is Susie Colbert and the Countdown crew.
Can I say a shout out to Rick Judge and then hold my look into the camera?